Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Well, hello there. You know, I have a confession to make. I hate snakes. That's right, I do. I have this aversion to them. And whenever I see them in the natural, I do these rapture practices. I try to ascend and never descend because I can't stand the things. And yet today, we're devoting an entire show to snakes and fire with my guest, Katie Sousa. Katie, it's awesome to have you with us today to Thanks. Talk about this horrible subject.
I don't know
why you came with this subject, but anyways, we're going to talk about snakes and we're going to put them in fire.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a scripture I want to open with. We want to make this subject very biblical.
Yes.
Okay. Luke 10:19. It says, behold, Jesus speaking, I have given you authority to tread on snakes.
Yes.
Woohoo! And scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you.
Amen.
And so Jesus taught us that we have authority over snakes. And he wasn't talking about natural snakes, even though we do have authority in the earth over the animals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's talking about Satan. He was just, you know, one verse before, he was saying he watched Satan fall like lightning out of the heavens.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me what you know about snakes.
Yeah, you're right about that. In context, he is talking about demonic forces, because that's when the disciples came back and said, wow, even the demons submitted to us in your name.
Right.
You know, and then he said that statement about trampling on serpents and scorpions. Well, obviously some of the demons that were submitting to them were these serpents and scorpions that Jesus was talking about. And, you know, when you first read that, you think, oh, okay, it's hard to imagine that a demonic force would manifest itself like a snake or a serpent.
Right.
But that's what Satan did in Genesis 1.
Right,
that
exactly.
was his very first manifestation, was as a serpent. So, you know, since I've had that understanding, you know, it actually came upon me because I myself was under a snake attack. I was starting to see snakes everywhere. At first, I thought I was losing my mind. But I started to see that when they would come, accompanying them would be disease or pain or some sort of a disorder.
Now, when you say snakes would come to you, do you mean like literal snakes, or you saw visions of snakes, or tell us what that means?
The first time it happened, I was experiencing this excruciating pain in my back, and no matter what I did, it wouldn't go away. At first, I thought it was from a car accident I just had been in.
Right.
You know, the snake is a deceiver. It said it was the most subtle creature, you know, in the garden. And it wants you to think it's something like a backache or a car accident, or you twisted your back while you're lifting something. And that's what had happened. I'm thinking, well, I just was in the car accident. That's what this is from. I would put ice and take, you know, aspirin and get a massage and do everything, and it wouldn't go away. And then finally, I saw a vision one day of this big snake wrapped around my entire body. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that where the pain is coming from? So that's when that scripture from Luke came into my mind.
So the Lord actually gave you the vision so that you would have understanding of what to do with that. And I just want to say this, is that, you know, we don't have to fear anything. You know, in the natural, I'll just be open and honest, I fear snakes. Like if I were to see one in the natural right now, my natural man would freak out, okay?
Right.
But in the spirit, we have nothing to fear.
Amen.
Nothing at all to fear. And so
I actually felt pretty confident, actually, even though I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh. But I felt good because I knew Jesus was revealing it to me, so I'd have authority over it.
Right.
And so I picked up that scripture, and I took authority, and I commanded the snake to leave in the name of Jesus.
Right.
And it did, and the pain left. The pain left instantly. But then it came back. And then I did it again in the name of Jesus, commanded it to leave, and then the pain would leave, and then like a half an hour later, it would come back. And I was like, what is it, God? Why is it coming back? And God began to show me that there's stuff in here, the chaff that's inside of us, woundedness that's inside of us, that allow these spirits to go.
We pick up our authority. So it had like a legal entry point.
Right. We pick up our authority, we kick them off, but then they come back. And so God began to show me. I was like, well, how do you get rid of it? You know, how do you get in here cleansed so that, you know, the snakes can't attack you? And he said, you got to be descaled. and the fire is what does it. And I was like, descaled, what does that mean? And he showed me example. He said, okay, so look at Paul. What did he have on his eyes? I go, he had scales on his eyes.
Right.
He goes, well, where did he get them from? And I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, well, who trained him? I go, Gamaliel the Pharisee. And he goes, what did I call the Pharisees? I go, oh, you brood of vipers.
Viper snakes.
Right. So when we have a religious spiritedness in us or wrong thinking in our doctrine,
right,
it can cause woundedness or error to be inside our soul man.
Right.
And then that can attract these serpents.
Right.
Okay. So I was like, oh, wow. So when you get rid of them, you'll be descaled.
Right.
And you'll get rid of the snake. And it was so cool because that night I started repenting. I'm laying in my bed. I'm repenting for every religious spirited thought I ever said or any critical word I ever said about anybody or anything, any wrong doctrine I've ever had. And I go to sleep. And like at 3:30 in the morning, I hear God's voice loud. He goes, Psalm 58:4. And I was like, oh,
audible
God.
Voice.
I'm like, what is it? Right. Audible voice of God. And I look it up and it says, your venom is like the venom of asps. You are like the deaf adder that stoppeth up the ear. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's about snakes. I was just repenting for the old brood of vipers thing. Okay. So what does that mean? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, those spirits that were on the Pharisees,
right,
that gave them, because Jesus called them, oh, you brood of vipers, and blind guides, blinded them to being able to see Jesus. But they also deafened them to be able to hear what he said. And that's what Psalm 58:4 says, that you're like the deaf adder that stoppeth up the ear. So I began to like repent for that and say, oh God, take out anything in my ears that has blocked me from hearing your voice clearly. I repent for it. And then I saw a vision. I saw a vision of me opening up this suitcase full of religious junk, like all this, you know, decrees and icky things and criticism. And when I did, this snake leapt out at me, almost bit my face, but I caught it. And in the vision, it was actually really happening in the spirit. It was like I was being delivered in that moment. And I threw the snake out. And at the same time, my left ear started to burn. And it burned and burned and burned for a long time. And then all of a sudden I realized that this ear, the left, has been slightly more deaf than the right ear, hard of hearing.
Right.
And all of a sudden it opened up and I could hear just as clear because the deaf adder came out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now in Matthew 3, John the Baptist prophesied concerning Jesus. And he said, I come to baptize you with water unto repentance. So that's first. And you mentioned about repenting. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I. I'm not even worthy to untie the lashes of his sandal. But he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then he said the result of that would be that the chaff would burn up and all the dross would go. And so that's what actually happened for you. A miracle took place because of the fire consumed the snake.
And that was a big part of this whole series of hundreds of miracles now that we've seen is learning about the fire. You know, John the Baptist said, oh, you brood of vipers. And then he talked about Jesus coming with his winnowing fork, separating the chaff from the wheat. The chaff is in here and burning it up with unquenchable fire.
Right.
So God was saying to me, what burns up the scales, gets the scales off your eyes, gets the chaff out of your soul is the fire of God. And then he took me to Acts 28. It's a story about Paul being shipwrecked on the island of Malta, right?
Right.
Now it says he gets on the island, it's super cold, and so the islanders help him build the fire, and as they're doing that, he gathers a bundle of sticks. And little does he realize that there is a poisonous viper inside.
Right.
Okay, but when he throws it on the fire, that viper that he was carrying around, it gets driven out of its hiding place.
Right.
See, that's what the fire does. See, these serpents and these scorpions that the Bible is talking about in Luke are afflicting countless people.
Right.
Now I'm seeing it everywhere. They're causing cancer. They're causing Parkinson's. They're causing severe diseases. They're causing all kinds of issues from small to big.
Right.
And we don't know they're there because the serpent's the most subtle creature of all, right? We don't know that they're there. We're like, what is this problem? I've been fasting. I've been praying. I went to the doctor. I'm taking this medication. Nothing is working. What is it? It's these snakes and they're in hiding.
Right.
But the fire of God, what it does is it comes in, like Matthew 3 says, for the brood of vipers, it'll burn up the chaff that's inside of you. But then it drives that snake out of hiding where you can see it.
Right.
And then you can command it to leave because the legal right in here is gone from the fire. And then you know it's there, so you can command it to go.
Right.
And that's what happened with Paul. He threw that bundle on the fire, and it drove the viper out of hiding. Now, it's interesting that that word bundle, if you look it up, I would have never guessed this. It actually means, in the Greek, according to Strong's, a multitude of men. A multitude of men. You see, the snake is hiding in the bundle. He's hiding in the multitude of men, and we don't know he's there.
Wow.
But when we start soaking in the fire, quoting fire scriptures, listening to fire songs, you know, just receiving the fire of the Lord, it will burn up the chaff and drive that serpent out of hiding. Now, it bit Paul, but he was unharmed. He was unharmed. And then he shook it off, it said, and it went back in the fire, and the fire destroyed it.
Right.
So the fire is going to heal, burn up the chaff that allows it to be there.
And it exposes.
Expose it, and then kill it.
Wow.
It's so cool because, take Moses, Moses was called to be a deliverer. He was supposed to deliver all of his God's people from Egypt who were in control of Pharaoh. What did Pharaoh have on top of his crown? A serpent, a cobra. Yeah. So he's basically the snake king. That cobra guarded over his house. It was the god, the demon god that protected him and his family. That cobra was the symbol of his divine authority as Pharaoh. Now, where did Moses grow up? In Pharaoh's household,
right?
Do you think he was ever exposed to that serpent demon spirit? Of course he was.
Of course.
Right? Now here he is. He's called to be the deliverer of God's people and take a million plus people, whatever, out of Egypt. In order to do that, he couldn't have anything in here, that was in common with the snake king.
Right.
Because he's delivering them from the snake king.
So what Jesus said too. He said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me.
That's in common with him.
Right.
Exactly. So he'll have no power over me.
Right, exactly.
Pharaoh could only have no power over Moses if Moses, all the chaff inside of him that was in common with that snake would be healed.
Right.
So was it healed? It was. And it was healed by the fire. Remember the whole Mount Horror encounter?
Yeah.
The fire comes. And what does God say to Moses? What do you got there in your hand? And Moses goes, a rod. Do you think God didn't know what was in his hand? Of course he did. He wants to know if Moses knows what's in his hand.
Right.
He's been carrying around this rod for a long time.
Right.
And so he thinks it's actually a rod.
Right.
But in the fiery presence of the Lord, that rod turned into what it really was the whole time, a snake. And then in the fiery presence of the Lord, God changes that serpent that is in common with Pharaoh into the rod of power that delivers all the Israelites. And he goes on to be the deliverer. See, it was just like Paul. Paul was, the snake was hiding in the bundle. Paul didn't know he was carrying it around. Well, Moses didn't know he was carrying around a big old cobra either. But the fire exposed it, drove it out of its hiding place, and then healed it and changed it.
And so, Katie, you're saying that a lot. And I don't believe that we can say all infirmity or accidents. It has attachment to snakes. I mean, we're not saying that.
Absolutely not.
But some is very connected.
Yes.
And the reason why some long-term mysterious illnesses even that aren't being healed by applying physical treatment to those things, it could be because there's a spirit behind it.
Yes.
And after the break, we're going to talk more about that because you might be watching this program right now and you're thinking, I wonder if that's me. I've been trying to treat this situation in my body and nothing's happening. Maybe it's spiritual. Maybe I need to drive out a snake. Maybe I need some of that fire. So we'll talk about that right after we come back from this break.
The Serpent and the Soul is another cutting-edge revelationary teaching by Katie Sousa. Uncover serpent spirits that hide in your life and cause disease, addiction, strife, and other issues. Take hold of God's truth and power to trample on serpents. Order the CD teaching and fire soak CD combo for only $50 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 340. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Go to patriciaking.com to browse our store's wonderful collection of downloadable resources.
So, Katie, we have been preaching a message for the last year or so now on the fire of God, on being baptized with fire. And so in meetings, we've been like ministering healing by fire and deliverance by fire. And we have seen so many effective deliverances, like where people have been totally set free from bondage, like to pornography, to addictions of various kinds. And it's just been phenomenal. And these are permanent deliverances where people said, just in a moment, that fire hit me, and now I haven't had any problems since.
Wow.
Now, you've seen a lot of that.
We
and
have.
You've been working the anointing.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for that, by the way, because you're just going for it. With the truth that you have, you're working it, and you're practicing it, and you're working your faith, and it's growing. The authority is growing. Yeah. And on this program, by the way, before the end of the program, we're actually going to minister deliverance by fire.
Amen.
And so get ready. But tell us about some of your experiences with seeing people set free by fire.
It's been really cool. You know, I was helping a friend out that was having a lot of insomnia, would not sleep at all, would sleep maybe 2 hours a night for like over a decade now. And we used to be an ex-drug addict, this person. So as I was praying into this situation, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to look up the word triune. So I did. And it ended up that it was a brain model that showed different parts of the brain and what those parts did and what they were called. Well, there's this one part that actually causes drug addiction. It's the basal ganglia part of the brain. And if you're not getting enough dopamine, which is what the basal ganglia does, it affects our feeling of well-being and peace and happiness, our ability to sleep. It actually is the area that causes Parkinson's, Huntington's, and all sorts of diseases.
Right.
But it also causes drug addiction. Because if you don't have that good feeling, you know, of well-being,
you look for it.
You look for it. You start medicating, right? And so I go, I'm reading this. I'm like, why are you showing me this, God? And he goes, just read a little bit more. And I did. And it says that that part of the brain is called the reptile brain.
Wow.
And so I was like, what are you saying? There's a snake on, you know, these people's brains. And so we began to pray into it. And we saw a serpent. It's a demonic spirit.
Again, that, in the spirit.
In the spirit.
We had a vision of that.
Right. And these spirits are able to cause sickness. We know that because when Jesus would, you know, exit people, spirits from people, the disease would go with them. And so we saw a spirit in the form of a snake, a serpent, on this person, afflicting them in their brain.
Right.
And so we did deliverance by fire, right? We released the fire and used our faith and did a prophetic act of taking the head of the serpent and pulling it out and commanding it to leave in the name of Jesus, which we've all done as Christians.
Yep.
That night, that person slept all the way through the night for the first time in their life.
Wow.
And they're in their 50s. And since then, they've slept every single night.
Beautiful.
Uninterrupted, right?
Beautiful.
Yes, it was wonderful. And what was really cool,
Jesus.
I know, Jesus. And what was really cool is during this whole thing, I suddenly developed a very, very severe case of restless leg syndrome. It was so bad, it was keeping me up all night long. I mean, my husband would wake up because he would think like a mouse was running through the bed because the blanket was jerking away.
Wow.
Or I would wake me up.
And you hadn't had that before.
I never had it before. And I said, what is this, God? And he goes, it's the same thing. You were a drug addict. See, I used to be a drug addict.
Right.
I used to self-medicate.
Right.
And I said, are you saying that I have a serpent
afflicting
my basal ganglia, that part of my brain?
Right.
So I looked it up. Is restless leg syndrome connected to the basal ganglia? And yes, it is.
Wow.
Because the basal ganglia also causes movement. It controls movements with your arms, your legs, etc. I soaked in fire. I commanded the snake to leave. The restless leg syndrome instantly left, just like that.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's just been all kinds of things that have happened. We had a woman that had connective...
Just a minute. Before we go further, I just feel like there's an anointing right now to pray for people who have insomnia and restless leg syndrome.
And drug addiction.
Yeah,
amen.
I just feel like the anointing is so strong right now.
Amen.
And people are
I'm
on
burning.
The edge of their seat. I can just feel it saying, that's me, that's me, that's me.
Yes, I'm burning with fire right now.
Okay.
So I just release the fire I'm carrying right now. And I command that that fire would go to you right
Thank you, Lord.
Burn up the chaff that's inside of you
Thank you, Lord.
The serpent to afflict you in the name of Jesus. And then dry that serpent out of hiding now. Now, by the fire of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
And I speak to you, serpent, in the name of Jesus, and I command you to come off of their basal ganglia, off of their brain, in Jesus' name, now. I feel the fire right now. I wouldn't say it unless I felt it. I feel fire right now, ministering to you right now. I see the head of the serpent. I just saw it. And I command him. I grab the head of the serpent right now, and I take it off of you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And I command you be healed of the drug addiction, of insomnia, of restless leg syndrome, of Parkinson's, of Huntington's, and other disorders now in the name of Jesus now.
Whoa.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I can feel that too.
Wow.
Also, let's go after specifically just a little bit more into the whole drug addiction thing, because I'm feeling like there's some people addicted to even prescription drugs right now that are saying, but what about me? And they're on things like Oxycontin and, you know, Percocet and stuff like that. I think they're going to get delivered right now. So why don't you go ahead and minister to that?
Amen. Just receive the fire of God right now. Just put your faith on right now.
Thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Is the man of fire. Remember, it says he had fire in his eyes in Revelations. Mm-hmm. And John the Baptist said that Jesus would come. He was the one that was going to come and burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So it's really Jesus and his fiery presence. Just receive him right now. You already have him. If you're born again, just release your faith right now and command that fire right now in your house right now to go and burn away the chaff that's inside of you. So that snake will have no legal right. And when he leaves, he will never be able to come back.
Thank you, Lord.
And remember, you have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. So right now, just go with me. Just by faith, just reach back to wherever that pain is or wherever you think that serpent may be afflicting you right now. And in the name of Jesus, grab a hold of him. He's been driven out of his hiding place. And then just with me right now, just pray to say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command you, foul serpent.
I command you, foul serpent.
To come out of your hiding place.
To come out of your hiding place.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now just pull him out. And pull him and throw him to the dry, arid places. And he cannot return in Jesus'
name.
That
is so awesome.
I felt that. Oh, the electricity.
I just want to say also is that I want to encourage you, each of you that were touched by those prayers right now, to remain in the presence of the Lord and ask him to reveal to you anything that you need to repent of. You know, just, you know, go on a repentance party and say, oh, God, I don't want anything in me. When the prince of this world comes, he has nothing in me, nothing in common, nothing he can latch onto, nothing. Because the blood of Jesus, when you confess sin, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive you of all sin, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then the next thing is continue to soak in the fire. Ask God to baptize you in fire, immerse you in the fire, and just soak in it. In Jesus' name, just soak, you know, just receive that by faith. Amen.
Jesus.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Amen.
I could feel there's miracles released in that prayer time. Yeah. But tell us more.
Okay, so like, let's take Leviathan. So one night I saw a serpent twisting through the water, and I said, who's that, Lord? And by the way, I saw him because I had spent the entire night soaking to a fire song.
Wow.
And the fire drove it out of hiding so I could see it because I didn't know it was there. And I said, who's that, Lord? He said, it's the twisting serpent. So I went to the Bible and looked up twisting serpent. And of course, it's in Isaiah 27.
Right.
It talks about Leviathan, that twisting serpent,
right,
and how the Lord will slay him. Okay. And so I was like, oh my gosh, Leviathan. So what is he doing? Why is he there? What's going on? So I didn't hear anything then, but I just soaked in more fire. I played a fire song, and I played actually Isaiah 27 at the same time. And I just soaked, and I went into a deep sleep, and I saw a vision of Leviathan leaving. He was a giant dragon serpent,
right,
and he left. And after he left, I saw my ovaries and my fallopian tubes being healed. Now, I'm 51 years old, and the Lord has been telling us for over a decade that we're supposed to have a child, but it hasn't happened yet. But we're believing.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes there's things in the way. There's demonic oppression, or there's things inside here that are in the way.
Right.
And that day I saw Leviathan leave, and then I saw my ovaries and my fallopian tubes being healed. Now, since then, I've had a normal period for the first time. I have not had a normal period for 4 years. I've been in menopause for 4 years, having periods that last up to 17 days.
Hi,
horrible
Sarah.
Times. Yeah, hi. Yeah, amen. And so I was like, this is awesome. Oh my gosh, I got a healing when Leviathan left. But how is he connected to the whole birthing thing and infertility? And God says to me, read Job 3. So I go to read Job 3, and the entire chapter, Job is cursing the day he was born. Curse the day I was born. I wish I was never conceived. I wish I was stillborn. Why did I see the light of day? He's going on the entire chapter. Halfway through, he says this. Curse the day I was conceived. Loose Leviathan on it.
Wow.
You see, somehow he knew that this serpent could prevent people from conceiving.
Yeah.
Miscarriages, stillbirths, everything else. And when the fire drove that serpent out of hiding, After all these years, I knew why I couldn't conceive.
Wow. Wow.
And then the fire drove him off, healed the chaff in here that I had in common with him, and destroyed him, and I was healed.
Katie, you have a whole entire teaching set on this and a soaking CD that goes with that. Yeah. Can you just for like 30 seconds share a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's awesome because I take you through all the different kinds of serpents, even like the divination, the woman that had the spirit of divination, that actually means python. Mm-hmm. And I take you through Leviathan. I take you through each one and I lead people through the prayers that are connected with it. And then the last disc, because it's a 5-disc set, is just me reading all the fire scriptures and all
that. You can
the,
just soak under that.
Yeah, you just
let the fire expose, sift, analyze, and deliver.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm excited about that tool, and I know it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to be amazing. But just as we finish up now, we've just got a minute or so left. If you could just minister, however the Spirit leads you, because I think there's going to be some more deliverance before we finish the program right now. So if you could just look into your camera and just release the fire. Against snakes.
Yeah, okay. I know a lot of you right now are feeling like maybe you want to quit, like you've had it, you can't take any more. And you're thinking, what is this, God? You know what? I don't believe it's you. You don't want to quit. You have the Spirit of the Lord in you to empower you to do the kingdom. I think it is a spirit called Python that is squeezing the life out of you. Mm. Amen? And when I got delivered out of that spirit, I was feeling the same way before the deliverance. And afterwards, I was a new woman. I actually released that same deliverance to a very powerful evangelist, and she, immediately after I took the python snake off of her, her entire life was changed. She stood up and delivered her whole congregation. So reach above your head right now.
Thank
I deliver fire, and I command Python to come out in Jesus' name. Now just unwrap him from your body, command him to leave. Right now, in Jesus' name, and be free in the
Woo-hoo!
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
Amen.
And thank you, Katie. We are so grateful that you've joined us for today's program. And, you know, when we're talking about snakes and fire and all that, I know God wants you to remember that he loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. And because he loves you, he wants you set free. And when you're set free, you can go out and set others free. So we bless you in the name of the Lord, and we'll see you again next time. God bless you.
The Serpent and the Soul is another cutting-edge revelationary teaching by Katie Sousa. Uncover serpent spirits that hide in your life and cause disease, addiction, strife, and other issues. Take hold of God's truth and power to trample on serpents. Order the CD teaching and Fire Soak CD combo for only $50 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 340. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Go to patriciaking.com to browse our store's wonderful collection of downloadable resources.